BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 62 verses 9 through 12. How much does a breath weigh? If one were to exhale on a scale, would the needle move? In David's day, scales were used to determine the value of precious metals by placing them on one side and the common weights on the other. When the sides balanced, the metal's value was determined. Whether of low or of high social status, all people are like a breath on the scales, impotent and ineffective. They do not even move the needle. The last stanza of verses 9 through 12 picks up on the fact stated in the previous, that is 5 through 8. Trust in God, for in Him and only Him is rest and hope, for no man or woman should be trusted. Though my riches increase, I should not set my heart on them. Since this is true, I should not even trust in myself. If I were to be tempted to extortion or thievery, I should not trust in the wealth they will bring, for what is achieved one day is the fall. God is the only one worthy of trust. Surely He will reward each person according to what he has done. Verse 12, Jesus talked about, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with very much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy in someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Luke 16 verses 10 through 13.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.